Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lange J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network's HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, the one and only James Lewis III, and it is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. We have a lot going on today in sports. You have the NBA Finals. You have the NHL Finals. You have the uproar, women ripping each other to shreds over the WNBA and the women's Olympic team. NFL mini camps. So much going on. But I want to start the show with something that's more important. One of the things that I try to do, and I hope that I do well, I think that radio hosts that are successful, they really connect with their audience. They're transparent. They talk about their personal lives. They talk about their wins. They talk about their losses. And authenticity, in my opinion, always wins when it comes to media content, digital content, whatever you're doing. I want to be authentic. I want to be real. I want to be raw. I want to be honest. And I say this as we're in the Father's Day season. And over the last couple of weeks, I've had a chance to spend a lot of time with my family. My family, they all live in Huntsville, Alabama. And I've been spending a lot of time with my grandmother, who's 97 and a half. She's almost 98. I've been spending a lot of time with her. I try to take care of her the best that I can, a part of her village. And I call her the queen. I say that grandma, you've been taking care of us for 90 years. Let us take care of you. And I've been spending a lot of time with my father and his lovely wife. And I talked on the show last week and got a lot of DMs and positive feedback. I talked about how my mother passed away from COVID. And I didn't know that I was going to get the positive response that I ended up getting. And I talked last week on the show about the experience that I went through losing my mother to COVID. It's been almost 3 years. And I talked on the show about it. I talked about the range of emotions that I went through. I talked about recently being in Huntsville, Alabama, just running some errands out and about. And I was driving and I drove past Royal Funeral Home, which is where both my mother and grandfather, their services were managed through Royal Funeral Home. And they handled my loved ones after their passing. My grandfather had a traditional funeral. My mother was cremated. And I talked about driving by there and just remembering going to Royal Funeral Home to pick up the ashes of my mother after her passing, which with COVID, COVID took people out very suddenly. My mother was healthy, or so we thought. I did not think that losing my mother to COVID was going to, that was never something I was concerned about, worried about. I was worried about my father and some of his health stuff going on, but I was not worried about my mother. We didn't have a plan to lose my mother. And I talked on the show about driving by Royal Funeral Home, and I started crying. I had to pull over. I could not drive. Just driving by there brought back all of these memories, all of these emotions, the experience, being with my mother while she was on a ventilator, watching her deteriorate. She wasn't able to talk. She's writing messages. Then she asked me to bring music for her so she could listen to music because she really couldn't talk. She asked me to read the Bible to her and how hard that was for me and how hysterical I was and how depressed I was after that. And just as we're in the Father's Day season and it's the summer, we're going to be heading into July 4th, and you're going to be heading into Labor Day, and people, the kids are out of school. People are traveling. People are doing great things. There's so much noise in media, and there's so much noise on social media, and there's so much noise just in our personal lives, and everybody's angry at something, and you're getting into the political season. Hunter Biden was convicted on a litany of charges, gun charges, and all sorts of crooked stuff that he's been involved in over the years, which was very embarrassing for the president of the United States. The far right is loving it, just like the far left loved it when Donald Trump was convicted a few weeks ago on all of his accounts of fraud. So you have the political machine going at each other. I've said before on the show, you can't turn on Instagram without seeing women talking about how rotten and worthless men are, especially if you don't make six figures, and men saying that women, if you're not a size 4 and you're over 33, you're worthless. Even sports, even what I do, the sports content, the constant cycle about what is LeBron James doing? What is Tom Brady doing? What are the Dallas Cowboys doing? These are, now it's, what is Caitlin Clark doing? So you have like 5 touch points that if you talk about those 5 things every single day, your show's going to be extremely successful, especially if you're saying things that are inflammatory and offend lots of people, but not offending too many people. So you want to get on the wrong side of certain protected groups that I will not mention on the show. As we're indulging in all of this, just make sure you make time for your family. That's all I have to say. This isn't a seminar. I'm not a guru. I'm not an expert. I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm not Dr. Laura. I don't have a PhD in psychology, but just make time for your family. I enjoy loving on my almost 98-year-old grandmother, and I'm blessed and favored to have her and be able to spend time with her. I'm so fortunate to have her in my life. I'm so fortunate to have my father in my life and be able to spend time with him and to be able to really talk about adult stuff. And had a chance to spend some time with some extended family over the weekend at his house. And I just soaked it in. I enjoyed every second of it. Enjoy your time with your family. All this other stuff, your bills, your job. You're trying to save money. You're trying to figure out how you're going to upgrade to the next house, your car note, your student loans, all of that stuff. You got to do that to live. That's just part of life in Western culture. But don't shortchange your family. Your family and your loved ones and your closest friends, that's everything that life truly has to offer. That's the most important thing in the world. And we're not going to have our loved ones and our family forever, and they're not going to have you forever. And so as we're in Father's Day this week, as you're getting your cheap gift for your father, maybe you upgrade that $14.99 tie, maybe you get him something nicer than that. If it's a Gen X father, I'm not a father, but someone my age, get him a pair of Jordan 1s. You can't lose with some Jordan 1s, maybe a nice Lacoste watch, a lower-end Movado watch, something like that. You can't lose there. If you got a little bit more bag, can't lose with a PS5. That's free advice. But love on your family, ride them until the wheels fall off, because it's truly the best blessing that God gives us as we walk this earth. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
DJ Connect is the global network leader for artists, musicians, disc jockeys, and record executives. Get your record played anywhere in the world, Copenhagen, Los Angeles, the French Riviera, or South Beach. To learn more, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and don't forget to pre-order the application today on Apple's platforms.
James Lewis.
I get the impression, and this is just from what I've seen, and I'm not creating a monolith. I'm not characterizing all women. It seems like there are a lot of women that are upset about the coverage of the WNBA and the coverage of Caitlin Clark, and I've already gone into that ad nauseum. I've seen commentary basically saying that this is a women's liberation referendum topic, and men should be shutting the bleep up.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
To take that attitude and that stance and push people out that want to support you and basically say, hey, take my money, and you're going to tell me how, you're going to tell me, you're going to educate me and give me a lecture on how men should view women's sports. Good luck with that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Sports and entertainment. Lance J. Rampage. The Lance J Radio Show. It's never going to be the same. You dig?